Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
We're going to pivot here for a second. We'll get back to the NBA because we have a special guest on the line now. He gets us, is teamed up with Dallas Cowboys wide receiver Brandon Cooks to host the second annual free football camp and carnival. Thanks to He Gets Us support, approximately 750 Stockton kids and their families will be expected to participate, and attendance is free. And now joining us is the Dallas Cowboys wide receiver in Brandon Cooks. Brandon, appreciate the time. Thanks so much for doing this, and how you been?
I'm doing well. Thank you guys for having me. How you guys doing?
I've been fantastic. So what does this mean to you to be able to go back home and give back to the community?
I mean, it's always, it means a lot, right? You know, a community that helped raise me, any chance and opportunity I can give back, especially to the kids. I remember when I was a kid, obviously, we all would love to have those opportunities. So I think it's always important to go back to your hometown and give back and have fun with the kids.
Yeah, I have a lot of respect for what you've had to go through in life because, you know, I don't understand how people get through life when you lose a parent at such a young age. I know your father died when you were six. How did you go on to accomplish what you did while having to overcome that difficult part of losing your dad at such a young age?
Yeah, I mean, I got to give a lot of credit to my mom, you know, raising me and my three older brothers and seeing her work ethic be installed in us. You know, being the youngest, I've always promised my mom that I want to change her life. So I'm thankful for a lot of people around me and support to help keep me on track. But at the end of the day, I think it always comes down to work ethic and, you know, being hungry.
Why did you fall in love with football? And when did you kind of fall in love with football?
I would have to say, like, you know, it was one of those things. My mom put me in every single sport, right? And then my older brothers played, and I was always that young one on the sideline waiting my turn. I think the biggest thing about football for me was just, you know, the competitive nature, you know, and always being told I was too small. So using that as motivation to show people and, you know, be able to prove people wrong. So
when did you realize, hey, you're pretty damn good at this football thing and you could go on to do this professionally, Brandon?
You know, I'll have to say, like, when I was young, you know, Pop Warner, but then really, like, you know, getting into high school, you know, going to different little camps here and there outside the state, I'm like, okay, I can really do this thing. I can really, you know, do it at a high level. So I would really say kind of going into that junior year of high school, going to some of those Nike camps and being able to compete with all the other kids around the country.
And you went on to have a very successful college career. You won the Biletnikoff Award. How did you kind of all these years later reflect and look back at your time at Oregon State?
Man, I got to tell you, I wouldn't change it for the world. I remember going to Oregon State, you know, the two brothers, the Rogers brothers, you know, was there at the same time, you know, at that time. I'm like, man, Coach Riley know how to use short guys. He used a pro-style system, made that decision to go, and it was one of the best decisions of my life. So when I look back at it, I'm very thankful for my time near and got a lot of love for Beaver Nation.
Yeah, what was your recruiting process like, just wondering?
Yeah, no, I had all the, you know, the whole Pac-12. You know, at first I was committed to UCLA. At the time, Rick Neuhauser was the coach. He had just got, you know, fired. And I remember Riley coming over to the house and sitting down, you know, in my living room, eating dinner with me and my mom and stuff. And it was just a no-brainer because, like I said, it seemed like he had a lot of success using, quote-unquote, shorter guys in his offense.
Talking to Brandon Cooks, you've had a very successful run at this in the NFL. You've got to play with some legendary quarterbacks. What do you take away from your time being able to be teammates with the great Tom Brady and also Drew Brees?
Man, I got to tell you that you're talking about two guys who helped form, you know, my process, my routine, especially, you know, Drew, you know, coming out of college and that was my first quarterback, just to see how regimented he was and how great he wanted to be, already accomplishing everything. And then you get over to Tom, his mindset, you know, when he's in that field, it's so contagious. It's like, you know, no one can mess with me type mindset. And so I'm definitely thankful for my time with him. And really Coach Belichick at the same time, him and Peyton had a huge, you know, impact on early on in my career, you know, starting and making me learn my process.
Is that surprising to you, right? We know the Patriots moved on from Bill Belichick, but he didn't get another job this offseason.
Man, you know, it is very surprising to me because, in my opinion, and I think a lot of what people will say, he's one of the greatest coaches of all time. And I think he does things a little different. But at the end of the day, you know what you're going to get from him. And that's why I got a lot of respect for him, a lot of love for him. You know, he changed my way on how I thought about football and became a student of the game. So I was definitely shocked he didn't get another opportunity. Because there's no doubt he'll still be one of the best coaches in this league today.
Have you been following the documentary that was released? It was very negative against Bill. You know, you had a little bit of that Tom Brady roast. Like, have you been watching the Brady roast
and
the Belichick doc?
To be honest with you, I haven't caught it because I heard that. And I'm like, you know, that's tough to swallow. I'm like, granted, I only was there for 1 year with him.
Sure.
But, you know, we still stay in touch. And like I said, the way that he changed, you know, my thought process about the game becoming a student, that's unfortunate because at the end of the day, he still went out there and won those rings. And granted, yeah, it was with Brady, but still at the same time, he had to formulate those teams in a way that everyone would have been afraid to do. So it's tough when I hear, you know, some of that going on.
Brandon Cooks here with us of the Dallas Cowboys. You also got a chance to play with Jared Goff. We know that it didn't have a great ending in L.A. He gets shipped off to the Lions. Stafford eventually wins a ring with the Rams, but Goff has had a big redemption story and got a big contract, and that Lions team, you know, was very good a year ago. How about what Jared Goff's been able to accomplish?
Yeah, JG, I'm rooting for him only to an extent until we play him in the playoffs. So I'm always going to be a fan of JG, you know, Northern California kid. You know, we both grew up there. I'm super happy for him just because, you know, he went and took his game to Detroit. Everybody thought, you know, his career was going to die with that. And next thing you know, he changed that team. He changed that city. And I love seeing him, you know, have success, I said, to an extent.
How about, yeah, right? You got to be careful with that one. How about your quarterback now, though, Dak Prescott? What really stood out with the relationship you guys were able to form last year?
Yeah, no, Dak, man, I don't even know where to start. You talking about a human being, first of all. That I got a lot of love for, even after 1 year of playing with him, you know, having a brother for life in him. But let's talk about his game on the field. You're talking about, you know, leading the MVP race for, you know, pretty much the whole season, you know, coming in second in that MVP race this past season, only being a year, you know, in Mike McCarthy's offense, now having a second year on his belt. I mean, you talk about a guy who's special, can do everything. He gets a lot of stuff, but that's what you're going to get when you play for the Dallas Cowboys. But I wouldn't want it no other way, and I know he wouldn't either because he's going to continue to show up to success.
And you know this, he's in the final year of his contract. I thought a long-term deal was going to get hammered out this offseason. Are you disappointed up until this point that they haven't figured out that contract with Dak?
You know, I wouldn't say disappointed because obviously we know the business side of this, but I will say the longer, you know, if you wait, the price is going to continue to go up because no doubt in my mind, the year that he had last year, is only going to continue to get better, like I said, in his second year of Coach McCarthy's offense. But, you know, like he does, he's going to trust the process. His team going to trust the process. And I'm pretty sure they'll get something to figure out at some point.
So you'd be shocked, right, if he's playing for a new team next year? Because that's been a conversation.
I would be extremely shocked, especially after what he's getting ready to do this season.
How about your coach in Mike McCarthy being able to be in his system last year and getting to know him? You've been around a lot of successful coaches. How about Coach Mike McCarthy?
Yeah, that's another one. You know, you talk about Coach McCarthy, he's going to go down in history in his game. You know, once again, you know, last year was learning new offense. This offseason is just crazy how much more ahead we are of things, and just to see his flow, even in his process, getting better. I got a lot of love for him as well. And I love playing for him. You know, he's not only a great coach, but he's a great players coach at the same time. He listens. And that's huge when you have a head coach in today's game. You know, we all want to play for him. We all want to win for him. And that's what we're going to do.
So this team, right, I know you only were there for one year, but the last few years they win a lot in the regular season. They haven't got the job done in the postseason. Entering 2024 and this upcoming season come the fall, why is this team this year capable of getting over that hump and having a different outcome for the Cowboys?
I think the biggest thing I could say is the team is really focusing on internally and tuning out the noise and distractions, right, and not going with the media roller coaster. Obviously, we all know Dallas Cowboys can be the greatest team in, you know, in the world one week, and the next thing, you know, we're not. And so that ability to really just focus internally on our process and leaning on one another and having no excuses, I think just this offseason, this team has that mindset. And so I'm hoping that carries, you know, throughout the season and going forward.
I'd be remiss before we let you run, Brandon Cooks, if I didn't ask you about CeeDee Lamb. Your year together so far, I know that's your guy. How has he made you? Like, you're the vet, right? He's younger, but you guys probably are very competitive in a good way and probably able to learn a lot from one another.
Yeah. I mean, to be so young and do what he's been able to do, it's special. There's no bigger fan and nobody rooting for him more. Same thing, you know, there's no doubt in my mind the contract could get done. It's all a part of the process. But like you said, we compete against one another in practice. Iron sharpens iron. You know, I learned from him. He learns from me. And that's the beauty of this all. There's no ego and no way or fashion. So that's my dog right there. And I can't wait for him to get everything that he deserves.
And then before we let you run, just tell us once again, you're partnered up with He Gets Us and you're doing something really cool back in your hometown.
Yeah, you know, partnering up with He Gets Us, you know, my faith has always been my foundation. I think the beauty of what He Gets Us is doing is just making that message, loving our neighbor, right? And who's our neighbor? People that don't look like us, talk like us, dress like us, whatever case may be. So I think it's such a huge positive message. And also partnering with them to go back to my hometown where there's a lot of crime and a lot of things going on, I think it's a positive way to not only do something for the kids in the community, but also spread a positive message. And I'm thankful that I get to partner where He Gets Us in our long-term relationship for sure.
Well, he's Brandon Cooks. Brandon, always appreciate the time. Good luck. We appreciate it. Thank you.
No doubt. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
You got it. There he is, Brandon Cooks of the Dallas Cowboys, joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians is now streaming on Hulu.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.